Welcome to Breaking Form, a podcast of poetry and culture. I'm Aaron Smith.
And I am James Allen Hall. For those listening for the first time,
we do literary games.
We revisit books that we love.
We gossip.
We do. We interview.
We shade.
We laugh.
And we are not for everyone. Mm-mm.
It's Cher.
I heard, and I can't remember, it's like Cher, Bette Midler, and somebody else, three major divas, will all be 80 in like 2026.
Oh,
and
wow.
Barbra Streisand, Dolly. I think it's Dolly, Bette, and Cher will all be 80 in 2026. Isn't that
this
amazing?
Was going to be the most fun fact check on earth.
I think I may have even thrown that in there knowing that you would be like,
what a trifecta. What was in the water that year?
Exactly. I could use a Sherapist right now.
Well, do I have the game for you?
All right.
So I've asked you to bring like five or six poems to this episode without telling you what we're doing with them.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is read the end of the poems. And then after the end of the poem, we are going to revise the ending with a line from a Cher movie.
Oh my God. that's going to be some work. Oh my God.
No, but I already have a lot of Cher quotes that I'm putting here in the chat because we do this on a video conferencing service. I don't want to like make an ad for Zoom.
a video conferencing service. That's so ridiculous.
I don't want to be that person who's like Zoom, 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 Zoom.
Yeah, I got to sneeze, but I'll cut this out. Hold on.
No, don't you dare.
That's like a little death, right?
Yeah, right. I thought you would read your poem and then I would say the line.
Okay.
And then I'll read a poem and then you say the line.
This is a prose poem by Etheridge Knight. So it's called Feeling Fucked Up. And the whole thing is he's going, fuck this, fuck that. And basically it's because, I mean, it opens with, Lord, she's gone, done, left me, done, packed up and split, and I with no way to make her come back. So it's all about loss, and it's like, fuck Coltrane and music and clouds drifting in the sky. And it even says, fuck Joseph, fuck Mary, fuck God, Jesus, and all the disciples. So I'll just read from here down.
Yeah.
Fuck Fanon, Nixon, and Malcolm. Fuck the revolution. Fuck freedom. Fuck the whole motherfucking thing. All I want now is my woman back so my soul can sing.
Goddamn government fucks you coming and going.
Snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
Like, calm the fuck down. There's a lot of fish in the sea, Etheridge.
I like the quote from Silkwood, the Dolly Pellacher quote, where that's Cher's Cher's character in Silkwood says, goddamn government fucks you coming and going.
I think it's perfect. I think that's perfect.
Good? I also like snap out of it, but also we could
say that for all of them.
For all of them. We could just do that if you
Yeah. Like. I don't know. Let's see.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So mine is from Hart Crane's poem Chaplinesque.
Okay.
We have seen the moon in lonely alleys make a grail of laughter of an empty ash can, and through all sound of gaiety and quest have heard a kitten in the wilderness.
Okay, I've had a little scotch. It's like, chill out, Hart.
And what Cher character is that from?
That is from Mermaids, which I love Mermaids.
Yeah. And you know, Hart Crane had a little scotch too.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So my next one is, I know that we talk about her a lot, but you said bring some of my favorites. So my favorite is this poem by Louise Glick. And it's short, so I'll read the whole thing.
Oh, great.
The Mirror. Watching you in the mirror, I wonder what it is like to be so beautiful and why you do not love but cut yourself shaving like a blind man. I think you let me stare so you can turn against yourself with greater violence, needing to show me how you scrape the flesh away scornfully and without hesitation until I see you correctly as a man bleeding, not the reflection I desire.
All right, so I'm going to revise it from with Cher's character from Mask, Rusty Dennis.
Okay.
Not the reflection you desire. You can be a chicken shit and die, or be a mensch and keep making yourself well.
She also could do the same one. He's just another asshole.
Just another asshole.
Both of those are beautiful. Both of those. Mask, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's just another asshole. You can see, like, now he's bent over in front of the mirror.
Also, I can see
the whole pic.
I can see Tesk from Burlesque. You're not the reflection I desire. I didn't divorce you to spend more time with you.
There's so much of Cher. I mean, they're both Tauruses. They're both, yes, Taurians. Yeah. So that's fascinating. So this poem, Old Ironsides by Olive Wendell Holmes. Oh, better that her shattered hulk should sink beneath the wave. Her thunders shook the mighty deep, and there should be her grave. Nailed to the mast, her holy flag, set every threadbare sail, and give her to the god of storms, the lightning, and the gale.
Don't be ridiculous. A woman is never too old. That's what I just felt like, blah, 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 blah. Or also, I hope his dick is bigger than his IQ.
Don't you love that one?
Yeah, that's Alexandra from Witches of Eastwick, the IQ. And then Don't Be Ridiculous, A Woman Is Never Too Old is from Mermaids.
Ah, love it.
I feel like I'm using up so many of the quotes like double, but they're so perfect.
They're so good. Yeah.
This is another short poem, Tess Gallagher. I stop writing the poem to fold the clothes. No matter who lives or who dies, I'm still a woman. I'll always have plenty to do. I bring the arms of his shirt together. Nothing can stop our tenderness. I'll go back to the poem. I'll get back to being a woman. But for now, there's a shirt, a giant shirt, in my hands, and somewhere a small girl standing next to her mother, watching to see how it's done.
And I think the best Cher revision of that ending would be also Alexander from Witches of Eastwick, right? Standing next to her mother, watching to see how it's done. I don't think men are the answer to everything.
Or goddamn government fucks you coming and going. Or I also like, I don't think the men are the answer to everything.
Right? I think that's the one I liked. This is a poem by Lucille Clifton.
Okay.
And we talk about a lot on the show, but oh well. You'll deal with it.
Yeah, if you don't like talking about Lucille Clifton, go start your own podcast. Go, we're not talking about Lucille.
Right?
Oh, and we wish you love and peace.
And also a trip. So this is homage to my hips, just the end. These hips are magic hips. I have known them to put a spell on a man and spin him like a top.
And in time, you'll drop dead and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress. Loretta from Moonstruck.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Or, Ma, I love him something awful.
and then Olympia Dukakis. Goddamn government fucks you coming and going. I'm going to start saying that to everything. Goddamn, right? Government fucks you coming and going.
Oh, Ma, I love him awful. So
goddamn
funny.
Government, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Robert Lowell. So you could cut the brackish winds with a knife here in Nantucket. And cast up the time when the Lord God formed man from the sea's slime and breathed into his face the breath of life, and blue-lunged combers lumbered to kill. The Lord survives the rainbow of his will.
And I think that it's sweet that you think that you can.
That's perfect.
That's Tess from Burlesque.
That's beautiful.
It's
That's
good, beautiful. Right?
Yeah. That's a good one. Do you have another one?
I do.
There's one that I'm dying to use on the list, but okay. We'll see if it fits this one.
This is from Alexander Teague's first book. The poem is called Language Lessons. It's so short that I'm just going to read the whole poem, okay?
Okay.
The carpet in the kindergarten room was alphabet blocks, all of us fidgeting on bright primary letters. On the shelf sat that week's inflatable sound. The th was shaped like a tooth. We sang about brushing up and down, practiced exhaling while touching our tongues to our teeth. Next week, a puffy U, like an upside-down umbrella, the rest of the alphabet deflated. Some days we saw parents through the windows to the hallway sky. Look, a fat lady, a boy beside me giggled. Until then, I'd only known my mother as beautiful.
And you can be a chicken shit and die, or be a mensch and keep making yourself well. Try harder.
Oh, that was
double. That's a double.
Oh, wow. That was a double U, a double share.
That was Rusty Dennis from Mask. And then the try harder was Tess
from Burlesque.
Burlesque Tess.
I love it. Oh, that was good. That was fun.
I really like that game. I needed some Sharapee.
I have one more if you want.
Okay, let's do it.
Stop it. All right. This is Dorothy Alasky's If You Can't Trust the Monitors.
Okay.
And I think snap out of it might work here. Just saying. All right. If you can't trust the daybreak, then why have the daybreak? Why not sit, let the night come? It won't stop itself, the hormones and all.
I didn't divorce you to spend more time with you. I don't know why that makes me giggle. Or again, he's just another asshole.
I love that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah. I'm glad you need some Sharapee. I'm glad we had some Sharapee in your life today.
I needed it, so that was great. And like one of my favorite scenes, and we should link to it. I mean, surely you've seen it. I mean, my friend Tommy neglected to tell me that he hadn't seen Moonstruck for years, and it like was really difficult for our friendship. He'd go, and he'd been lying for like 2 decades. Tommy, if you're listening. And he's like, well, I didn't say I had seen it. I'm like, live admission is still a lie. And is when they're standing outside and he's trying to get her to go upstairs, and she wants to, because she led her to his house, and she's like, no. And then mm-hmm. she's like, okay, fuck me.
I love that scene.
The bullshit or fairy tales, and I want you to come upstairs and get into my bed.
Okay. I love right when she arrives to the opera and he says something about how she looks, and she said she touches her hair and she says, I had it done.
I love that. And I also love that, you know, it would be worth like being like sleeping with your fiance's brother if you could look like her in that moment and stand outside and you're having that exchange with a man and it starts snowing so delicately. I mean, it's like, I could be like, just do whatever, you know, just spit in it and fuck me, like whatever.
I'm like, listen, it's so weird about Moonstruck because Cher is a revelation in it. The emotional journey she goes on, Olympia Dukakis kind of almost beats her. I mean, I think maybe kind of does. Not for lead, and I don't think it's a lead performance, but what she's going through in that movie is so good. She's so great in that.
And I remember seeing an interview. I actually got to go to a screening of Moonstruck where Olympia Dukakis came and spoke before, like the person interviewed her, and she talked about Moonstruck. And she said this, and maybe it's been on a television interview as well. The director, whose name, of course, is slipping my mind right now. Do you know right off the top of your head?
Is it Zudeikis?
I'm not sure. But he told her, if you do every single interview that you are asked to do, no matter how small or how big, you will win the Oscar. Say yes to every single thing that you're asked to do. And she did.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
The director was Norman Jewison.
That's it. Yeah. I love that.
Amazing. I love that.
Isn't that a great tidbit?
Oh my God. I also really believe, and we said this before we started recording, that every poem really should end. Snap out of it.
It really should.
Right? Like the love of form is a love of ending. Snap out of it.
Snap out of it. The goddamn government.
Fuck shit. Coming in and going. Can you just see Cher saying, coming and going.
Going. Try harder.
Snap out of it.
Oh, I miss her. We need to call her.
And have a little goss sesh.
It's just been too long.
I'm sorry if we offended some of you.
We meant to offend all of you.
Funny. Aaron Smith.
James Allen Hall.
Wow, you look at you going in, up into your fall.
I'm a very talented person.
Yeah, orally.
I'm an actor, director, singer, producer, designer. Well, all of these.
We will have to talk about that at some other point.
Yes.
Today, a student asked me, what is the dumbest question anyone's ever asked you? And I thought that was such a good question.
You should have said this one.
I almost did.
I know you're thinking it.
It just because you're... it would have been funny, but it wasn't. Yeah. I answered, I think the dumbest one is who's the man and who's the woman in the relationship?
Oh, I think the one is, do you want me to swallow? Like, why are we here? I could be home if that wasn't on the menu.
I don't understand. I really don't get it why people are like, but do you swallow? Like, who cares what I do?
It's fine if I have, you know, my lace hanky out, wiping it up in a way that feels just like it's swallowed.
Oh, I mean, I brought my, like, your
silk sock.
No, like my high school janitorial staff industrial sponge with me so I can just mop that shit right up.
Yes, I love that you're like offended that they want to know where the semen went. You're like, don't worry about it. I have it handled, whether within my mouth or, you know, I'm like, I love that you're like mad. It's like,
I'm going to save it for later.
Are you sure it's not just a hygiene question? Like, do I need to wipe that up before the cat gets into it? Like,
usually I just say, I gargle. But that's when I was single. Do you spit or swallow? I gargle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still gargle even though you're not single.
See, this is why I'm not single, because I answered it like that when my boyfriend asked me.
So
what's the dumbest question the original, someone asked you? Yeah.
Back to the original question. So you're asking about the dumbest question. Was that the dumbest question?
Well, the dumbest question really was like, who's the man, who's the woman? Like, how do you have sex as a gay? I'm like, let me come in the back and let me show you.
I was trying to think like in a literary sense, like what is
the dumbest question in a literary sense? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this was not the dumbest, but this question, I think about it often. It was when I did a panel or a reading at Dodge, mm-hmm. and I talk about, trigger warning. I'll give it a second for like, mm-hmm. self-harm. I talk about my grandfather taking his own life. And in the poem, I say that he shot himself twice in the head because mm-hmm. that's what the police officer told my dad.
Right.
So there's a line of people and the guy's like, maybe it is a dumb question now that I'm thinking about it. He's like, I just wanted to ask, you said that your grandfather shot himself twice in the head. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, what a strange interaction. Yeah, I was like,
guess he just wants to know, like, how'd he get the second shot off?
Well, I guess he just didn't shoot well the first time.
Right. I mean, it's not beyond possibility.
A little bit, it's true.
Right.
I mean, people miss. They, you know, so I don't even know what's happening. You want to talk to me about something? What was the main?
I just wanted to do the dumb question.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, Lola.
What are you doing? What are you wearing? Hey, come up and see me sometime.
I stopped even like making words and just went,
I just pretended I was a Suzanne Sugar Baker in that episode where she had her mouth wired shut so she couldn't eat things, so which was like my whole, that was so horrifying to me as a kid.
Sounds amazing. A woman on The Real World, remember, New York did that. She got her mouth wired
shut. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how did she suck dick?
She was always just a cum whore. So
hey.
Oh my God, that's the title of the next episode. Come
she was, oh no, she was always just a cum whore.
She was always
always just a cum whore. I cannot stand finger scooper, or what is it? Scoop.
Oh my
finger?
God. Yeah.
Is it called scoop fingers?
How do you finger scoop your husband?
Finger scoop. I am obsessed. It's so good.
It was so good. I saw that and I immediately thought of you. That's what I think of you, by the way.
I have. It's so funny. I realize, like, I mean, obviously my sister's fantastic, but I realize I do have some shame still around her. Like, it's my shame and she does not put it on me. But like, you know, sometimes when I'm like, I'm too gay, or she listens to our podcast, I have a moment like, oh God, you know, like, why is she listening to that? You know?
Oh,
But then you make me feel so normal. I'm just so glad when we talk, because all the weird shit in my head, you just love it and you think it makes sense and it's filthy and you do ground me to the planet. So thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's because I know who Oksana Biol is on site.
Well, you know what's funny is when you said the name, I'm like, I think I might know that's a skater.
That's,
you know,
that's
but
cute.
I feel like I've heard the name and thought it was like some kind of princess or something, you know, got like a royalty in a country.
Yeah. So it's either the name of a princess or a venereal disease. Welcome to the Fact Share.
DJ Tanner, play my song.
Oh my God, I love that so much. It's such a good album, the Christmas album.
But I put the earworm in. It's not DJ play my, I've changed it to DJ Tanner. And I told my friend Matt, and now he's furious because it's an earworm. You can't ever hear it unmarred.
Oh, that's
DJ
so
Tanner, play my song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't think I'm going to have the earworm. I think
you say that. Yeah. You say
yeah,
that,
I don't. Like, I don't drink as much as Matt does. So.
It's true. You will wake up at 5 a.m. and be, God damn it, DJ Tanner, play my song.
DJ Spank Me Christmas song.
There, that will be it. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Of course. Yeah. Well, anyway, I love the fact to share for our Sherpy episode. And you say that Three Divas will be 80 in 2026. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking up. So it's Cher, Dolly. It's Cher, Dolly, and Liza Minnelli.
Oh, Liza was way past 80.
No. In 2026, you know, she will be. Yeah.
Because I just feel like she's lived kind of
rough.
Hard. Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt will also be 80 in 2026. The only other thing, we say most of the titles of the poems, they'll all be in the show notes, of course. We don't say Robert Lowell's, the one that you read. It's the Quaker Graveyard in Nantucket.
Okay.
With a beard so long you could.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket.
Yeah. Bucket the water out of your dirty mind. Shame on you.
Also, because this is a fact share, I just need you to acknowledge how good my hair looks today.
It does. And
amazing.
Looks really good. And I saw a picture of Cher when I synced my phone to my car that looked like Morticia Adams. I was not feeling it. I love Cher. And I thought the stylist missed. It was a big miss.
Oh, that's sad too.
Because she always looks fantastic.
I mean, she's my lock screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the most beautiful picture of her when she was, I don't know, 17, 18, something like that. we really wanted to like sort of lean on the culture part of our podcast for this one. So hope you enjoyed it.
We did. I think it was still poetry. It just veered.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the first part, the Sharpie, was really poet centered. And then, yeah, of course, we started talking about Oksana Baiul. So,
and, you know,
yeah.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's Breaking Form, review us with 5 stars on Apple. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Breaking Form Pod. And we'd love it if you'd support us by buying our books. Links are in the show notes. And remember, we're not for everyone.
Would you please leave Harpy Harpy in this episode?